Our concerts happen in the University Center Courtyard, are free events, and fully accessible. Each noon hour concert ends at 1 p.m. is a perfect opportunity for lunch or study break and is broadcast live on CFRU 93.3 FM and worldwide on CFRU.ca. Come out and join us for the CSA noon hour concerts and stay tuned to hear the lineup for the coming months.
Close to Home, an eclectic mix of Canadian music on CFRU 93.3 FM. Thursday mornings at 7 a.m. with your host, Tom Rydell. I'll make it easier for you to get up and greet the day. Close to Home, Thursday mornings, 7 a.m.
Next hour, CFRU will feature live interviews and commentary from our experiences of attending the legendary Afrofest in Toronto and the up-and-coming Kulturun World Music Festival in Kitchener-Waterloo. This is not a show to be missed, so sit back, enjoy, and get a taste of what this summer has been like with CFRU 93.3 FM.
Hey, I'm here at Afrofest. The music's great. People are looking nice. A friend of mine actually is here who also went to school at Guelph. And so, is this your first time at Afrofest? And how's your experience so far today?
No, this is my third time or fourth time. And I'm loving it. I just got here like an hour ago. And we're just dancing, listening to good music, having fun.
So what makes you come back every, like you said, it's your fourth year. Why come back so much?
I love the music. I love the food. And I just love hanging out with African people just coming together. I get to be with my sisters and a bunch of friends. I just get to dance, have fun, just feel like you're a part of Africa in a little bit.
Nice.
Yeah.
So how would you describe the environment for somebody who's never been here?
A lot of music. It's a lot of good food. There's a bunch of African people. And it's very friendly. You get to buy stuff if you want to get some African stuff. You just get to be around and it feels nice. It feels good. Yeah.
And is it just like when you say Africa, like all the countries that are represented?
Most countries. Nigeria is always big. Ghana is good. And then it's just like it's a little bit of everyone, I think, that's in here. And it's just nice because everybody just feels like it's just like one big happy like party, and it feels nice, and it's amazing.
That's amazing. So what would you say to somebody who's contemplating about coming here but they're not sure and like they have their doubts? What would you say?
Come, we're waiting for you.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Hi, I'm again here at Afrofest for my first time, and I just ran into this wonderful person with a septum piercing. Yeah, same septum piercing. So I was just, you know, attracted to your looks. I wanted to know how would you describe the style that's here in Afrofest?
I guess just like, I know, like black hipster, I guess, if that's like a word or something. But yeah, just like a carefree Africans, I guess. Yeah.
And how is this your first time?
Yeah, it's my first time. My sister brought me.
That's good to know. So how's your first time going?
It's going good. I didn't bring my friends with me, so it's kind of awkward with my sister's friends.
Like, what did you expect before you got here? And what is different now that you're here? Is there any differences, or like whatever that you expected is what you're seeing?
Yeah, I don't picture anything different than what I'm seeing right now. So yeah, what I'm seeing is what I pictured.
That's a really good, that's a great answer. Yeah. So what would you say for somebody who's never been here and is contemplating to come here?
Come and experience this wonderful vibe. It's like a great vibe. You can just lime here, you know?
And like the weather is amazing.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. So yeah, thank you for your time, and hopefully, yeah, see you. The beat is tarantana. You go make you manya manya. Ines is in manya manya. Oh yeah, make you ricotta ricotta mama Africa ricotta. Hey, make you dance yeah, 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 yeah. Everybody ricotta ricotta mama Africa ricotta. Hey, make you dance yeah, 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 yeah. This one na sara sara. The beat is tarantana. You go make you manya manya. Ines is in manya manya. This is for people with chalacha. People with kalaka. Nandi walanya, nandi kalanya. It gon' make you feel better. This can take away palaba. This can take away wahala. It gon' make you feel Naija. Oh yeah, let's go to Kenya, Rwanda and Tanzania. No go Cameroon, Niger, Ghana, South and Sudan. Oh yeah, make you ricotta, ricotta, mama Africa, ricotta, eh. Make you dance, yeah, 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 yeah. Everybody ricotta, ricotta, mama Africa, ricotta, eh. Make you dance, yeah, 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 yeah. Mane sara sara le, oh sara sara le. Make you dance, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh sara sara le, mama Africa sara sara le. Make you dance, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oy. This one not die, yo. If you dance some easy, make you no fight, oh. Oy, you go forget your sorrow. Makachuku, you go buy and play for your moto. Oh, hey. Hey. This one na sara sara. The beat is tarantana. You go make you manya manya. Ines is in manya manya. Hi, so I'm here again at Afrofest, and what is your name?
Mati.
Great. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself and the connection, I guess, you have with this radio station?
Well, I school in the University of Guelph as a backup student. We moved to them. I'm originally from Nigeria, and pretty much that's why I'm here, to like present my country and see other people like embrace my culture, and yeah.
So is this your first time, or have you been here before?
I was here like 2 years ago. Last year I was just too busy to come, but like I would say anyone who is actually like planning on coming here to always come every year, because something always different, and the food here is great.
How was the year that you came? What's the difference than this year?
The year I came, I won't lie, I came late. So almost all the entertainment were all done, which was sad. I missed my Nigerian entertainment. I know that for sure. But I think like most of the entertainment were mostly done. But I couldn't come the next day because I had stuff to do. But I would advise everyone to always come because it's always fun and different.
So it's Saturday and Sunday, right?
Exactly, Saturday and Sunday.
And it goes until what time?
Evening. Yeah, I think 9 o'clock. Nine or ten.
You said, yeah, 10 or 11. It said, yeah. Okay. And what happens after? Is there like any events that happen after, or nobody knows?
There is an after party. I think when I came, there were like 3 after parties, but obviously, except for I was busy, so I couldn't go to anyone. But I do know there's an after. I do know of one after party that's happening today, and hosted by one of the DJs around here.
Are you gonna be going?
No.
Okay. I'm older. Yeah. Okay. So I want to talk about fashion and style, because I think you look very nice. You look very nice. So, how would you tell somebody who's never come here? Like, how would they? Do you have like a like how they look? They should look like, or like any like, yeah, how would they look like? Any advice or opinion on how people should look, their style and stuff like that?
I would say dress the way you feel comfortable with. But if you want to like make everyone know that yes, you're an African babe from a diverse culture or something, you can wear like now Nigerians wear the dashiki or like some, exactly, or some printed tops, just to, like, you know, I feel like embrace the culture. If I had dashiki today, I would have worn it straight up. But again, if you don't have any like diverse like attire or anything, I would say just wear like something comfortable, not something too hot because it's really hot, and like nice shorts, and maxi dresses are the best. I feel so.
What would you say about, say, people who don't, who do not identify as a black or African, and they come here and they have like the sheikis on and stuff like that? Is it a thing that happens often or no?
Yeah, I feel like basically because like we are now we from other cultures talk to other people from not our culture. People from the other culture see what we're wearing and they ask us like they ask us where we got it from or if we can get it on from there because they love it. You know what I mean? So if I see anyone who has it, I actually like it when I see other people from not my culture actually wear my attire. I'm just like, oh my gosh, it actually looks nice. So yeah.
I think that's all the questions. Oh, I want to ask you about black women. Like, how's the representation of black women and black artists, but like specifically like women here? Like, is it like an equal amount with like men at the same time? Like, yeah, like performers and stuff who come. Is it like equal representation?
I would say no. But actually, I'm not practically sure. I feel like it's the same. But at the same time, I would say no. But I think it all depends on the individual. Like, I do know it's hard for like black women to go into like the musical industry. That for sure is hard. But like when they do get in, every single person loves them. I don't know of any like African or black lady who gone into somewhere and like they don't, who goes into musical industry and they don't actually get fans. Like they, it's always like a proportion. That's why I can't really say if there's like a
inequality.
It's hard for African ladies, for black ladies to actually go into musical industry, but I don't know if it's like equal.
Like, oh, yeah. Okay, thank you so much for your time, and I'm glad that we got to talk to you. You want to say a last thing to anybody who's never been here before? What would you say to them?
Get your butt out of your bed and come here.
Thank you, and that's the way to end an interview. Thank you so much. I'm here at Afrofest. As I was walking by, I decided that I wanted to interview people with like just different, because the crowd here is much, it's younger, like the majority is younger. So I wanted to interview somebody like older and to see their experience at Afrofest and to see the differences being here as an older person and how your experience is here at Afrofest. So if you don't mind, introduce yourself and like maybe tell us how long you've been coming to this festival.
Maybe the last 5 years, perhaps. Because I think the first time I went was when it was at Queen's Park.
It changed. How come?
I think the crowd, it grew. Became like a larger, you know, festivity. So it came to the park, it accommodated more people. However, although the music is diverse, I find it seems to be catering to a younger set of crowd of people. And I don't really feel any relation to the whole African festival thing, except for the food. Yeah, but the music, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't feel any sort of connection anymore.
That's actually really interesting that you say that, because before I interviewed, I was interviewing younger people, and they were saying, they kept repeating how African this whole place is, and now like how they feel this like African connection to the festival. But you're saying the opposite, that you don't see that's a thing.
You don't feel connected.
No, I don't.
And how's the, like, why do you think that's changed? Like, what has changed that to be like that?
I don't really know. I can't put my... I was just sitting here figuring it out, because I was just saying to my husband that it's, you know, the music is so different. I was expecting more of the, you know, like the traditional cultural African music. That what I was expecting. But it is so modern, so different.
Yes.
From my own perspective of what I think of Africa is, you know, because I'm from the West Indies, so my culture is West Indian, but... I think more in Africa than in the traditional terms. And I think that's what my problem... Yeah, that's why, you know, I'm having a little bit of a problem connecting.
Yeah, I guess that's really interesting, and that's why I wanted to interview, because, like, how music is changing in Africa is always... Like, it's very modern, and there's, like, different genres. It's no longer just traditional African.
I know Miriam Makeba and all the other people that I... When I was a little girl in the 60s listening to, you know, that my mother listened to, and my grandmother, you know, and Hugh Masekela and all that, you know, traditional music. Like, that's what I think of.
Yeah. Africa, that's what you think.
All that kind of, you know. So maybe I'm just getting older, and my taste hasn't changed over the years.
But also, I also think there is space for traditional music, traditional African music. I think there is always space, because all this music that we're listening to right now came from traditional African music.
Yeah.
So I think we need to be making like space, even in this kind of festival, to even have maybe like a stage where they can be more traditional African.
Perhaps it's too early. Maybe they bring out more of the traditional music later in the evening. I don't know, because I never stay past a certain time, because it's gotten so crowded that by 7, enough.
So what's your favorite part of this festival? Like, what's your favorite part, like, of this festival? What do you enjoy the most?
I think it's just trying out the different foods, because I was trying out some, I think it's Ethiopian food just now, and I love it. My hairdresser is Ethiopian. I love the music. And I think, what's that? It's not Ethiopia, is that Eritrea, I think it is?
It's they're like very close to each other, yeah.
So, you know, the food, I think, and some of the stuff that they're selling, like the creams and the, you know, the shea butter, that sort of, the, you know, products that they're selling.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree with you. Ethiopian food, Ethiopian music, and Ethiopian, like, people, to like their culture. It's a beautiful culture. Yeah.
It is. That melodic feel, you know? Like, I love music from Mali. There's a lot of African, you know, artists that I love. I love the music. But when I come here, that's what I'm expecting to hear.
Yes.
But
There's a lot of soul in their music. A lot of soul.
Yeah.
And okay, so that's actually... Thank you so much for letting me have this interview with you.
You start me off. I'm West Indian. We love to talk.
Can you repeat that?